There was a 13th century Zen master, Wu Man, who said, "When your mind is not clouded by unnecessary things, then this is the best season of your life." When your mind is not clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. So I think that in some ways sums up our practice here over these few days together, is that we're trying to know this mind, to know this mind that can be unclouded, unhindered, unblocked by unnecessary things. And we might be seeing by now that probably 97% of the things that are moving through the mind are unnecessary, right? Or maybe let's also say you've seen it before. There's nothing new. There's nothing new there. One of my teachers, Soni Rinpoche, the Tibetan teacher, said, "If you think a thought more than three times, it's already too many." And when he said that, I realized how many times my mind thinks the same thought over and over and over again. But the interesting thing is that there's the mind, which we would call the ego mind, that's the sense of me, the self. That's who I take myself to be, is my usually how I'm thinking about myself or about the world. This is called ego self. And I find that the ego mind believes that it is responsible to solve all the problems of the world. Right? That is the belief of that position, of that location of the mind. It believes it has to solve the problems, takes responsibility. And that's why we find ourselves thinking the same things again and again and again, because we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to understand, we're trying to resolve these problems. Right? But there's a wonderful saying, I think it comes from the Alcohol Anonymous, the AA movement, where they say, the definition of insanity, you know insanity? Craziness? The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. Right? You do this, that's the definition of being crazy. Right? You do the same thing again and again and again, and then you wonder, why am I in the same place that I've always been? So one of the most wonderful aspects of the Buddha's teachings is about changing, right? Changing our habits, changing our mind, changing our heart. We call it transformation, right? The path of transformation. We transform, we change, we evolve, we develop. We develop the heart, develop the mind, and we develop in a way that is growing into our deepest nature of who we are, our essence, the being that we truly are. Knowing, finding out, knowing who am I? Who am I really? Right? Which ultimately is not different than anything else, anywhere, the nature. There's no difference. So sometimes that's why, like on a fourth day of a retreat, maybe some of you have been outside and everything's very quiet and very still. And you look at the grass or look at the flowers, look at the sky, and it's just so quiet and it's no problem. Right? The mind is not clouded. The mind is not hindered by unnecessary things. And so we come into a deep connection with the way things are. Just the simplicity of the way things are. And there isn't any arguing about it. We're not trying to make it different. We're not struggling with the way things are. It's just the way things are. The mind isn't trying to fix it. The mind isn't trying to change it. So we talk about this as a way of coming into a deep acceptance with the way things are. We've been talking about that. Coming into a deep allowing and letting be of the way things are. But this practice does not stop there. This isn't the end point. And so often it seems that people, when I talk to people, when I speak to people, there's so many people think this is the destination, this is where we're trying to go, into this acceptance of the way things are. But if we just keep accepting the way things are, it seems to me that then this ignorance and confusion is going to be leading the way. Because then we're just doing things the same way that we've been doing them, we're in the same habits, and we're just accepting things the way they are. But this is not really what the teaching is about. Acceptance is the first step. It's only the first step. We first need to come into a place where we are allowing and accepting things to be as they are so that we can see clearly the way things are. So the mind becomes unblocked, unhindered from all of its confusion. Well, not all, because that's, we can't get completely unblocked from all of our confusion for a long time, I think. But we can, in a moment, not be blinded by our confusion and perhaps see the situation more clearly. And when we see more clearly, when we're connecting more deeply with our body, what's happening in our body, what's happening in our mind, what's happening in our environment, it's possible, much more possible, to be able to then respond and act with wisdom, clarity, and love and compassion. Because it's the natural movement of the mind and heart when we're not lost in our confusion. We naturally, as human beings, as I was speaking last night, we naturally want to love. There's a natural movement of the heart, of the being, to want things to be good, want things to be better, want things to be happy. We want to be happy. We want all beings to be happy. The problem is the way we go about it. That's what the Buddha says. We don't know what we're doing. We want happiness, but we don't know how to find the happiness. So we go in ways that are very crooked, very zigzagged. We don't go straight to the heart, right? And that's because we're often confused. This is what we've been exploring. This is what we want to understand. What does it mean as we begin to let go of this problem-solving mind? You know, it's usually the mind that's trying to figure it all out. There's a lot of confusion in this mind, yes? So as we let it go and drop, there's a dropping of the awareness, a dropping of the attention into the heart, into the body. It's actually energetic dropping. You can feel like the energy is just not in the head. It's a very tangible feeling. You feel you are more living in the center of your body, in your heart, in your belly, moving more. And then when the head comes in, it's more clear. It's not that we forget the head, we forget the mind. It's just more clear, more light, more spacious, more open. Our thoughts and our ideas, our beliefs are more easily seen for what they are. We see it for what it is. But we're leading from a different place. We're moving from a place of wisdom and from love. And we make our choices and we act more from this place of wisdom and love. Awareness is the vehicle for the wisdom. When we are present, when we are connected, then it is more likely for the wisdom that knows how to respond, how to speak, how to act, to be more available in the situation. The wisdom moves us into the world of relationships, of subject-object, of relating to each other, relating to the world, relating to the earth. And we want to do this with wisdom and with love. Excuse me. Another Tibetan teacher, Sogyal Rinpoche, says that he says, you don't become a Buddha. Interesting, huh? You do not become a Buddha. You just stop being confused. You stop being deluded. Right? This idea of a Buddha is too elevated, you know, it's too big. You don't become a Buddha, you just stop being confused about the way things are. It's a very different perspective, huh? So acceptance, coming into acceptance with our experience the way it is the first step. And from there, we want to turn our mind, actually work with the mind. This is the mind training. We turn the mind towards that which is good, towards that which is going to bring more harmony, that which is going to bring more healing. Mm-hmm. When we can see what's happening and the wisdom comes forth, we want to move in that direction. We want to turn the mind. It's a very interesting way to think about the practice, is a turning. And this is what we've been doing the whole time. Every time we disconnect from a thought pattern, from our thinking, and we turn the attention to our breath or to our body or to the sounds, it's a turning away. A turning away from, in this case, what can be a distraction or something that leads us in a direction we don't want to go. So we turn the attention and we learn how to keep turning the attention. This is what it means to do something differently. We don't do the same thing again and again and again. We don't want to do the same thing again and again and again, because then we are just in our habit. There's not much wisdom there. Even our good habits, sometimes there's not so much wisdom there, right? Maybe we've all heard the phrase, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, with good motivation, right? Unless there's wisdom, we understand the way things are. So we want to see the way our mind and heart is turning, because if it's turning in a direction that's leading to more pain, to suffering, to ill will, to anger, to conflict, to separation, then we want to see that. And hopefully there's some understanding, there's wisdom, there's love that says, no, I don't want to keep doing that. I don't want to keep speaking in this tone of voice. I don't want to keep making the choice to go to the refrigerator and eating a whole quart of ice cream. I don't want to drink the whole bottle of wine. I don't want to keep going to a job, even if we have the choice. I don't want to go to a job that is making me feel dead, if we have a choice. So we say, where do I have the possibility of making choices, of making change, of doing things differently? We have to. In this world, right now, the way this world is, we have to do something differently. Because if we keep going in the direction that we're going as a human species, as a collective, we know where we're going to wind up. We're not going to have a planet that we can live on. Well, that's the direction that we're going. And there's still people who are saying that's a lot of rubbish. They're saying, no, there's no climate warming. The climate's not warming. Right? Let's still, you know, dig for oil and, you know, build more cars and, you know, more resources. Let's just keep doing, because there's lots of money in it, right? So it's confused, really confused. But we don't need to go into politics because we know where that goes, right? Then we see what happens in the mind, what happens in the body, you know? So then the question is, can I move when the energy comes up, when the energy comes up for something that feels right and good and justified? Can I be led with wisdom and compassion? Where is the wisdom? So that I don't fall into states of anger and fear and resistance. Right? It's a constant exploration, a constant inquiry. So our practice is this turning, right? First is the, I'll put it in order, right? First is the listening, right? Sometimes I call this practice a deep listening, just deeply listening, because we can't just listen to the loud voices in the mind. That's often where we are. We're just listening to the loud voices. As we become more quiet, as we become more still, there are quiet voices. Quiet voices. And we start to listen to those voices that often aren't getting so much attention. So we listen, we come into a place of acceptance, allowing and opening to things the way they are. And then from there, we start to move. What is the best thing? What is the best thing right in this moment? What is the kindest thing? What is the most good thing I can do in this moment? Through my speech, through my actions. As we move into the world, as we move into the world of relationships, of action, interaction, this is what we're practicing, to be more conscious, to be more present, to be more connected, making different choices, doing things differently, and then the whole world changes. And if we're moving towards that which is good, that which is harmonious, that which is in the service of love and wisdom, the whole world changes. This is the way we bring about the transformation. This wonderful, very popular saying from the Buddha, from the Dhammapada. He says, we are what we think. Right? This is that simple line there. We are what we think. All that we are arises from our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. It's very punchy. I'll just read the first three sentences again. We are what we think. All that we are arises from our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. And then he goes on to say, speak or act with an impure mind, it's a confused mind, and trouble will follow you as the wheel follows the ox that draws the cart. Right. Trouble will follow you as the wheel follows the ox that draws the cart. Right. It's just going to follow you. Trouble will follow you. It said, speak or act with a pure mind, a mind that's unconfused, unbothered, and happiness will follow you as your shadow, unshakable. Happiness will follow you as your shadow, unshakable. So in the Buddhist teachings, when we speak about an impure or pure mind, we're really talking about this mind that is filled with this greed and hatred. The wanting and the not wanting. We've been speaking about the contracted mind. I want, I don't want. Hold on, I push away. That's the mind that we call the impure mind. It's just a mind that's clouded, that's filled with confusion, delusion. As opposed to a mind that is free of that. This is the mind that is free of that. So the absence of, the emptiness of that. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're attending to. This is what, just moment to moment to moment to moment, every moment is an opportunity to see the mind and to see the heart and how are things, where am I moving from? What's moving in me? What's moving in me? And when I see it with clarity, with wisdom, with awareness, I can do something differently. Right? Why keep doing the same thing again and again if it's just leading to pain and suffering? This is waking up. We wake up. We wake up. So today I'm really hoping that we have this one last full day of practice, and I'm really hoping that we can put this into action today. You know, just really watching and paying attention to the choices that we're making today. Every moment you have a moment opportunity to make a choice, whether you're going to sit still or whether you're going to move the body, right? This is a choice that we're making, right? There's some discomfort in the body. rather than just, you know, moving because there's a little discomfort in the body, which is habit, right? Just a habit. I'm aware that there's some discomfort in the body, and then I say, what's the best thing for my practice? What's the best thing for my mindfulness, for my practice right now? Maybe to sit more still. Maybe the best thing is to move, right? To shift and to stand up or to move to a chair because the pain is too strong. And if I sit, this is not going to bring much wisdom or love to my body. So we have a choice, moment to moment to moment, right? We're very, very tired. What's the best thing for a practice? Maybe it's to go lie down for a little while and stretch the body and let the body have a break. That's the most kind and loving thing. But maybe it's to go for a fast walk, breathe deeply, get more energy, get more air. What's the best thing? There's no right, there's no wrong. There's no recipe, there's no prescription. There's no one telling you, right? There's not an authority up here saying, you do this, you do that. Maybe some of us had that when we were growing up, but we don't need that now. We're all adults. We're all grown up. Right? So what am I listening to? What am I listening to? Every moment, what am I listening to? Because we're making choices. And it's very empowering. There's a lot of power that comes when we realize that we can make different choices. And those choices in the service to serve wisdom, love, and liberation, freedom, awakening. Not only for ourselves, but for all beings everywhere. Right? So let's sit for a little bit. I'll start to put this into practice. Grounding the attention here in this present moment. Whatever supports you to be more present. Noticing the quality of your mind state and your emotions. Feelings, your body, let your body and mind be relaxed, softening any areas of tension or tightness. Let your breath be natural, finding its own rhythm. And let your awareness be open to the changing moment-to-moment experiences of this mind and body. Without interfering, this means not demanding or expecting your experience to be a certain way. Opening with a kind and caring attention to the way things are. And when necessary, making small adjustments. Movement that comes from wisdom and love. Just this moment. Sensations and sounds, thoughts, images, feelings coming and going in this vast space of awareness.